Looky here, it's Friday, and all God's people said, amen. Hey, happy Friday this August the 7th, 2015. Fred, how you doing? Joey Kroll with you. Yes, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, normally you and I spend some time together on Thursdays, but with Jason's Conversations Matter discussions this week, Monday through Thursday, we kind of did a flip-flop. And my goodness, have you been listening to Mark and Friends this week? Yeah, Jason's been really doing a teaching, so to speak, or a discussion on equipping Christians to biblically understand and discuss homosexuality and biblical marriage. Wow, if you missed it, I encourage you to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Audio Archives and listen to the program Monday through Thursday of this week. You are just going to be blessed and equipped to have a discussion and conversation about this very, very popular topic that's going around. Also, Mark's been busy this week. He's been looking at some options and arrangements and locations for our 20th birthday bash. Now, you may have heard us talk about this once or twice. Next year, we're going to be celebrating our 20th year of broadcasting, April 7th, 2016. We're going to have a birthday bash. We've secured Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Of course, you know him from Running to Win and the Moody Church Hour. He's going to be speaking at our birthday bash, and Mark is just kind of doing the details of where we're going to have it, what's going to take place. So be praying for him and those open doors, so to speak, for him this week and for the weeks to come as he kind of secures all that information down. So, but yeah, think about that, 20 years of broadcasting here on Great News Radio, and just the lives changed from being in the kingdom of darkness and now into the kingdom of his dear son Jesus, and seeds planted and the message, the gospel message, going forth multiple times a day here on Great News Radio. And you know what the Word of God says? It says that when the Word of God goes out, it never comes back to him void. It's always doing something. So praise the Lord. Thank you for those who volunteered. Thank you for those who prayed for this ministry. And thanks for those who have supported this radio ministry over the years as well. And there is room for you to be part of the giving family in the midst of a 2020 challenge that we're having here, since we're celebrating 20 years of broadcasting. Can you be a friend today to give a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months? It will help us to do some maintenance, do some upgrades, but most of all, it will help us continue to share and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you can sign up for the 2020 challenge today at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on that nice little graphic there that has the 2020 challenge information. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Whew, lots of stuff going on. Well, our family in the Kroll household, we're getting ready for back to school shopping. I don't know about you, but it seems like it gets more and more expensive every single year. And it doesn't help too that our kids are just grown. We got to get them, you know, bigger jeans and larger shoe sizes and all of that stuff. I tell our kids, you know, we got to put a brick on your head or something. Quit growing. So we have that going on here probably this weekend or next week. So, you know, that stuff will take a hit on your budget quite a bit there. So then we're going to go up to Chicago next weekend, going to visit some family for just a couple of days and then come back down in time for church on Sunday. So yeah, we're busy as well. Lots of stuff going on here at the radio ministry, but also in the Kroll household, and I'm sure it is for you as well. Hey, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about how Jesus is the promised Messiah. Going to have a great study today from both the Old Testament and the New, right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising, all this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through, I can feel this God song rising up in me. Changing, your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising, all this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through, I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Wrote a song, but more songs have been composed and sung about him than about anyone else in the world. He never traveled more than 300 miles from his home, yet you can find only a few places in the entire world where people have never heard his name, Jesus. To simply worship or acknowledge Jesus as a great person, a great prophet, or just a great leader is to insult him. See, he is far more than all of these. He is God who became a man. He is God in the flesh. In him, the perfect wedding of deity and humanity coexist, yet are not mixed. Jesus became like us in order to bring us back into a relationship with God. And today, we're going to be talking about how Jesus is the promised Messiah. You know, two brothers ran into the house and saw a bowl full of eggs their mom was about to boil. The older brother said, "I'll give you a dollar if you let me break three of these on your head." "Promise?" the young one asked. "Of course," the older one answered. Soon the first egg was dripped down the younger brother's face, then the second. He didn't care. He had his heart set on the promise of the dollar, praise the Lord. But as the boy stood there waiting for the third egg, his older brother darted off laughing. "I'm not breaking the third one," the older brother called back, "because that would cost me a dollar." You know, life often serves up broken promises, don't it? From people disappoint us, leaders mislead us, and over time, trust cracks like an egg, spilling its contents all over us. So how do we know Jesus is who he claimed to be? Why should we believe him? I mean, really, we know this and we believe him because he was promised through prophecy that ultimately came to pass. So if you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 53 today. Isaiah 53 verses 2 to 12 says, he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. And we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us had turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering of sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. You know, a pastor walked with a soap manufacturer down the streets of New York, and noticing all the advertisement stores and clothing promoting a life of ungodliness, the soap manufacturer remarked to the pastor, "The gospel you preach hasn't done much good. There's a lot of filth in this world." The two men walked a few more blocks before they encountered a homeless man covered in grime. "The soap you sell hasn't done much good," the pastor reflected. "There's a lot of filth in this world." And the soap manufacturer chuckled and said, "Ah, but you're wrong. Soap is only useful when it's applied." "Exactly," said the pastor, "and so it is with the gospel." A lot of people misunderstand what Jesus came to give us and how he came to give it. When they look at the life of Jesus, they see things they'd rather not see, like pain and rejection, endurance and humility. You see, Jesus didn't come as a pop star or a reality TV king. I mean, if you read Isaiah 53, the verses 2 and 3 shows us he had no stately form or majesty. It tells us that he wasn't handsome. It tells us instead that he was despised. He knew grief and hung out with sorrow. The promise God gave was that our Savior would be rejected by his own people. Friend, have you ever felt rejected? It cuts deep, don't it? I mean, it knocks the wind out of you. It's a pain that lingers, causing you to doubt your own worth. So when it happens, you might try to ignore it. People often try to eat or shop or entertain their way out of it. But Jesus didn't run from rejection. He knew God always has a plan and a purpose for pain. And because of that truth, he willingly embraced it. The Bible says that it was the joy that was set before him. You know, the gospel message is that Jesus endured rejection so that we can have abundant life. But his sacrifice, listen to this, must be applied in order for that life to take effect. You have to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior for that to be true for you. You know, the Bible is the number one selling book of all time. It is found to be accurate and factual through archaeologists, through history, and also through prophecies that actually came true. You know, Isaiah 53 also contains a number of prophecies, including Jesus' piercing, his scourging, and even his silence in the face of oppression. And the passage also mentions that our own iniquities would be placed on Jesus as our sinless Savior. Verse 4 says, He took up our pain and bore our suffering. See, Jesus came not only to bear our sins, but also our burdens. And you know what, friend? In your pain, know this one truth, that you are not alone. Jesus sees. He knows. He cares. He's been there. And because he has suffered, he offers a comfort not merely rooted in intellectual understanding, but in a compassionate understanding, because he knows, he cares, he's been there. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would come so he could help us. The crushing and the anguish he went through justified us before God. Listen to this. As he bore our sin, we also read that he made intercession for the transgressors. That in verse 12 of Isaiah 53, the transgressors, that's you and me. Those are people who were full of sin. And what's more, now that our sin has been atoned for, his intercession has not ceased. Intercession is when Jesus goes to God on our behalf. He goes to God on our behalf, and we see that he prays for us. Can you imagine? Listen to this. This is probably one of the most beautiful thoughts that you can have the entire year, that Jesus goes to God and prays on your behalf. We see that in the garden. Jesus was praying for all believers. Wouldn't you like to hear, I mean, just between you and me, wouldn't you like to hear what Jesus says to God about you? Lord, be with such and such today. He's going to have a bad day. Hold his hand when he finds out the news about such and such. Verse 12 says he made intercession for the transgressors. And he still does that today. In Hebrews, I think it tells us that he sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes for the saints. Jesus is that friend who sticks closer than a brother, Proverbs 18:24. Also, the Word of God tells us that he's an ever-present help in time of trouble, Psalm 46, verse 1. He is your mediator and your master and your risen king. God keeps his promises. He is dependable and faithful. He sent Jesus as the Messiah, just as he said he would. God will prove himself trustworthy to you if you will seek him with all of your hearts. Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah.
Hope of every man.
Oh, yes, that's the group Selah and Oh the Blood. Yeah, talk about a beautiful song right there. Friend, thank you so much for your time and your attention today. I always enjoy just our time together, our fellowship together. And, yeah, I like this Friday edition of Mark and Friends thing. Fridays just have that extra zing to it, don't it? Hey, you can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y. At greatnewsradio.org, or just look me up on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you there. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Just something about opening an envelope. I love it. Well, don't forget, coming up on Sunday, you're invited to tune in to Sunday Worship. And, of course, we'll have some God-honoring music and some great devotionals on following Jesus. So be sure to tune in Sunday for Sunday Worship. But in the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.